never use chemical weapons. And everybody freaked, okay? They were all like, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo, what about the Holocaust centers? And yeah, I know they're not really called Holocaust centers. Duh. I know that. I'm aware. I clearly meant to say concentration clubs. Okay. Let it drop.
Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is episode
15. 15.
Right.
Because I like to make it difficult for everybody.
Confusing. Yeah.
That was a lovely clip.
Little clip.
Little clippy clip. If you haven't seen it,
please
or
watch
any of them,
all.
Please watch them. They're available
They're so
on
good.
Hulu.com, NBC.com.
Are they?
Oh. I don't know. Just assuming.
Just assuming.
Probably some clips.
One of those.
And we'll get
to the YouTube.
We'll get to that a bit later, but we're going to do our usual thing that we've been doing season two, which is how do you feel today? Jenny, one word about your pregnancy. Tell everybody how many weeks you are.
Should I tell you how many weeks I will be when this comes out?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I don't know the answer to that.
Or you can tell them now and the future. Because guys, spoiler, we don't record this on the day it comes out.
It's not live. I wish that it were, but
that's our jam podcast live. What if we get to the point where we can have live shows?
That would be
think about the
I don't even know how to do that. Like I don't even know what that means.
A, it would be five people. Two of them would be us.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's just in like your living room.
It's just like yeah.
Like a normal, yeah.
Like just I don't even know how you would do that live. Because we barely can set this up. So, like,
we would have other people.
What program do you use?
I'm sure there's a way. Do you want me to ask the Gilmore
guys? Of course
there's
a way to do it. People do it, I hear.
Yeah. I think the technical
Did they do live shows?
We literally went to them.
But they weren't live.
Oh, I meant, like, live as when we record it live.
This is live. Recorded live.
In front of a studio audience.
I meant, like, live stream.
We would
Which
do a
difficult.
Facebook Live, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, it's a total tangent. So this episode's going to come out on July 5th.
On July 5th.
Happy America Day.
Happy America Day, guys.
So I will be... It's actually not that far away. I'll be 27 weeks pregnant.
27 weeks.
I'm currently 25 in 5 days. So almost 26.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
So what is your one word?
Okay, back to that. Yeah, so my word, I wrote it down because I can't remember anything anymore. So my word is thoughtful.
Mm.
I don't even know if that's the right word, but I can't think mm-hmm. despite my word being thoughtful. It's more like, what's a word for when you like are, I guess, aware?
Keep going.
Of you, like you are being carefully aware of what you're doing.
I think a better word would be aware.
So I'm starting to get to the point where like my balance is off mm-hmm. and I have to like carefully pick things up instead of just doing it.
Yeah.
The other day, Jeff and I were trying to kill flies in our kitchen and I like jumped to kill one and like it like pulled a muscle. So like I'm starting to be aware that I need to be careful
yeah.
of my person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's gotten to that point.
Okay, that's a good word.
Thank you.
Is your fruit fly situation still happening?
No, it's under control.
Okay, because I was going to say, I saw somebody purchase a fruit fly contraption the other day. I should have told you about that, but I'm glad
it's
under control.
It's under control now.
They're
living in a sty, everyone.
They're bringing a baby into this world.
Don't call DSS. Yeah, so that's my situation.
Great. I mean, it's great. Not
yeah, a miracle
fly,
of life, right?
Miracle of life. Hashtag miracle of life.
Yeah.
Okay, so, do you want to tell everyone what this next SAG is about?
Yeah, I would love to. So, guys, we have been very political, as you know, and it just, we're sorry. No, we're not. We're not sorry.
Never
we think
sorry.
That everyone should be educated on all this shit because the world is crazy right now. Mm-hmm. So, something we wanted to talk about today is staying woke about facts, specifically about alternative facts, aka lies in the media.
Thanks, Kellyanne.
Kellyanne, what a crazy. Where is she these days?
They hit her for a while. Yeah. I think she's slowly coming back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sean Spicer's got to go. Anyways, it's neither here nor there. So, as a journalist, journalism major back in the day, and somebody who's just like obsessed with news, I find that sometimes we can get caught up in what the news is reporting and not really think about what that means. So I wanted to give you some tools on how to figure out if something's true. And like, yes, of course, a lot of stuff has come from one side, like, you know, Trump and the GOP, but that's not to say that the Dems are not heavy hitting some alternative facts as well. So some ideas on how to figure out whether or not what you're being told is true. Because, you know, you see something on Facebook that's like, you know, whatever. Mitch McConnell is evil because he blah, 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 X, Y, Z. And you're like, oh, I'm going to share that. But you have to stop and think, like, is that true?
Right.
How will I know? So my advice, I have a few tips. First of all, I think everyone should always try to at least find two credible sources for information. So if you see something on Washington Post, see who else is reporting it.
Yeah.
For example, yesterday I saw a story about the super volcano in Yosemite and how there has been a swarm of earthquakes around it. And that means that the super earthquake is going to blow up and cover the U.S. in ash and horrible. I don't even know where I saw this.
I didn't even know there was a volcano.
Well, so I researched it and no one else was reporting it except for, you know, some like one-off third conspiracy theory-ish websites. So I've determined that it is probably unlikely because I could not find a scientific news source that was reporting on it.
Sure.
So like Nat Geo or Scientific America, nobody was talking about it. So I was like, so this is just an alarmist story, right? So you can do that with any of your news stuff.
Right.
Try to find a credible source. Credible, I mean, big names. You know them. New York Times, Washington Post.
Verified, if you will.
Yes, verified news. So that's my first tip. What's better is finding firsthand accounts. So with all these bills coming out, like the healthcare bill, for example, you know, a great way to learn about that is to actually read it. Now, I understand it's long and it's confusing, but you can find a lot of good pieces online of people who pull stuff from it and then actually like analyze it, right? NPR, New York Times, like all those people are doing that. But you can get all of the actual raw data, so to speak, on the government websites. So if you are confused about something and you're reading about it, you know, the Medicare deductions or whatever, go to the source and read what it actually says. Read the transcript of what Donald Trump said in his speech or Sean Spicer. Read the transcript of the debate. Because I think it'll help people get away from the paraphrasing that tends to happen in secondhand accounts.
Yeah. And to that end, I feel like I'm definitely guilty of this too, where I like read something and I'm like, okay, that's what I should believe and that is true. But if I like didn't fully get it, there needs to be more follow-up. And I feel like I have a problem with follow-up, and I'm sure a lot of people out there do as well. So just, you know, like you said, for 100%, I am not going to read that entire healthcare
bill,
in quotes, working draft of a shit show.
Yes.
But yeah, like I was reading like an LA Times article last night, I think it was like, these are the things that you may have missed from the bill that nobody else was talking about.
Right.
Because they do have people who are more knowledgeable also.
Yes.
Because I don't know shit about healthcare.
No. And like go to an expert source. Yeah. That's firsthand. Let's, you know, actually in the healthcare industry, like a lot of the NPR people were pulling quotes from those people instead of like, or like, people who work at hospitals, not just fucking politicians who like have an opinion that they don't really, they're not there day to day. Because you hear a talking point that says, you know, they're going to cut Medicare and that's bad. Like,
but why?
Why? I don't know. Like, maybe it's not bad. I mean, it is. It's horrible. Look it up. But
the basis of that is you as a person for yourself need to know why you agree or disagree with
And to that point, to your point of following up, I also want to talk about critical thinking, right? So, like, you see a story and you read it and you're like, oh, the Democrats think this and I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, so I either disagree or agree based on that. But you need to actually think about, like, the whole thing, because you can't agree with them at all times, mm-hmm. like, your own party. Or, like, people who are like-minded. Like, everybody has their own opinions. So I would encourage you to follow up on stories and critically think about what that means and how it affects things beyond just, like, the day of. So, like, something that I've had a lot of trouble finding out, for example, is when the vote is and what... like, what number they have to get to and what that means mm-hmm. and, like, then where does it go and, like, all that stuff. Like, not just, like, the headline part of it, but, right. like, a deeper dive into the topic.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I think is important is to check the opposite viewpoints. Sure. So I think we talked about this last time, but, like, look up Fox News if you're a Democrat. Look up the LA Times if you're a Republican. Mm-hmm. Like, look up the opposite thing and see what they're saying, because oftentimes you can find... like
just like different angles yes, on things
you. Yeah and like you might agree with part of the other side for some things mm-hmm. and not the other. Like, that's the beauty of, you know, reading what other people have to say. And then you can also have your own arguments be stronger because you've read the other side,
yeah,
and you know what their concerns are. And just one more thing is to check bylines. So, like, for all I'm just talking about NPR, but NPR has, like, you know, specialists who beat reporters who report on the same thing over and over again. So, you know, Nina Totenberg is going to talk about the Supreme Court or the courts mm-hmm. in general. So if you can find a couple journalists that you trust and you know a lot more about the topic than just, like, somebody who's front page yeah. news, like, that will help you also learn more about things.
Yeah. And just to go back to, trying to figure out what the other side is thinking, albeit, you know, Democrats or Republicans. Like, I think the main question is, like, how do we break the cycle of alternative facts and, like, fake news in the mainstream media? Because, like, so, for instance, like, on Twitter, you'll see it a lot, which is, like, so frustrating because I'll, like, go into this, like, deep circle of, like, you know, a Democratic person on Twitter saying Trump sucks because he he's like cutting Medicare, which that sentence is not a great example, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then, like, a Republican will answer and say, don't believe all the lies that the mainstream media is telling you.
Yeah.
Like, hashtag MAGA. How I feel like that's just, like, a back and forth that keeps happening, and
yeah.
Republicans are going to believe that. Like, who are their verified sources?
Right.
If they believe that mainstream media is lying to them because right. the president that they voted for is telling them.
Right. Like, if you're, you know, I mean, if you have somebody that you trust, it's, well, maybe not trust, but you have somebody who's telling you a bunch of shit. Like, for example, I mean, there's friends of mine that I tend to trust that they're, you know, level of, like, oh, you told me this fact, so I must mm-hmm. believe it's true. But, like, that's where you get into trouble, not actually doing sure. the research yourself, right? Yeah. Like, you, yes, because if the mainstream media is literally every news source
and all you watch is Fox News,
then you have a problem.
You have a problem. But, like, how do we stop that?
I mean, I think it's a battle between fact and ideology. That is something that's gonna
that's true.
I mean, I think, you know me, I love a confrontation, so I think a part of it is just having people own up to their shit and saying, like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Here's a fact, you know, stating things in a way that's a fact and not, heated. Like, it is a fact that the healthcare bill was mostly debated behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fact that they will cut Medicare. It is a fact that 20 whatever million Americans will not have coverage. Like, figuring out how to get back to those facts
mm-hmm.
first hand sources without saying, well, the New York Times said, or Cory Booker said, yeah. or
one of the things that like always has stuck with me from during the RNC days mm-hmm. last summer. Oh my god, that was only last summer.
No.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, people, Antonio Sabato Jr., who is an actor, who is a Republican, he went on either Fox or CNN, and he said, I believe Barack Obama is a Muslim. He had no facts to back that up. He just believed it. And because he believed it, he knew it was true. So I think that that ideology is.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, saying that all Republicans think that. But if.
Yes.
I feel like they are more inclined to, if somebody, if they believe something to be true, then it's true. They don't like necessarily like have facts to back it up.
Yes. Well, I think it's part of our culture of like, you have to question things, right? Like, you can believe in God and like think that you have proof, but if you don't have scientific tangible proof, like that's fine. Believe in God. But you can't then impinge on my rights because of your beliefs that are not provable.
I can't remember which politician this was, but he is not a supporter of like climate change, you know, funding. Doesn't believe in it because, again, I don't remember this guy's name, nor do I remember his quote verbatim, but basically he was like, God will take care of it, which much power to you for believing in your faith.
Sure.
But in addition to that, you can also believe science.
Like it. Well, the other thing about that is like, we're whatever, the whole God thing is just so deep. It's like, we're clearly, even if it's not man-made, like climate change is fucking happening. Mm-hmm. So like, maybe we should just like
do like, something.
You tell your kids to leave things better than you found them. We're not doing that with the earth.
Right.
Like folk, like that's just not how it's going. So like, it's just shocking to me that people, because like, even if you don't believe it's man-made, like you still have to like look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, facts. Look at the weather reports and see how many days are above 100 degrees in the past 10 years. Like,
yeah. So I think to encourage, I think Jenny does a really good job at this. If any of you are listening that follow her on Twitter or Facebook or whatever,
thank you.
Like, you do a good job of like sharing information on social media that are like verified real sources that are factual. And for people who have friends that, Democrat or Republican, otherwise, that you think that they share a link that is like from InfoWars or something, you know what I mean? That's like not backed up by anything. Just go ahead and be like, actually, just to.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's important. I think that these are the times where we have to stand up as a people and say, like, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some more information about the topic that will lead you to a better. An actual truth,
mm-hmm.
and not be afraid to, not necessarily get confrontational, but just sharing. Have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you don't have to get heated. You can just be like, actually, that doesn't seem to be true based on the research I've done. Here are some more credible sources.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Because if you don't challenge people's ability to just believe in false facts, not they're not facts, false information, then, like, we're never going to get anywhere.
Mm.
And people are just going to believe that Obama is a Muslim. And climate change will be taken care of by God.
On that note, climate change is real. Obama is a Christian saint among men.
Yeah.
I love you, Barry. Come back.
Love you.
Come back. Okay, so speaking of things that we stand up for, in full disclosure, Jenny got Munchkins. It was an angel and got Munchkins for us when she went to Dunkin' Donuts today. And she's currently eating what looks to be a cinnamon sugar one, but did it while in the middle of me saying that. Is that good? Does that taste good?
I'm starving.
Is that delicious? It's for the two of you.
For two.
I'm starving. I had fettuccine Alfredo and I need more Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry, I'm not judging you. I didn't mean to judge you. Okay. I think you should eat as much as you want.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, so speaking of things that you should believe in and stand for your ground in, guys, we're going to talk to you about guilty pleasures today. I pulled up the definition because I wanted to know exactly what it meant. Okay, so by definition, guilty pleasures are something such as a movie, television program, or piece of music that one enjoys despite feeling that it is not generally held in high regard.
Okay.
So I feel like I've dealt with this my entire life. I've never been like a hipster type who's like looked down on something because it isn't intellectual or, you know, like held in high regard.
Right.
I've always liked what I liked.
Peaches, sister.
I guess I wasn't like as forthcoming. So like obviously when I was maybe for everybody listening, when I was growing up, I was like super into boy bands. But I just like kept it low profile. I wasn't like I went to Catholic school and had a uniform, but I wasn't wearing like a Backstreet Boys shirt like every single day and been like, no, I don't even know. Yeah. Like I just was like, I'm going to keep it chill because I know that if I like said a lot of this out loud, I would probably be made fun of.
Yeah.
Kids are the worst. But then, like, I realized, why should I care if something is cool or not? Like, all that matters is that I love it.
Hell yeah.
And who cares? So I feel like guilty pleasures, the term, is kind of like an archaic thing now because I feel
we're in like an authentic stage.
We're an authentic stage in our society where we can like be whoever we want to be.
Do you also ever wonder if like the whole like I think it is of the time and versus like of our age.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever wonder that? Like, is it more cool to be authentic because we're 31 or is it more cool to be authentic because it's 2017 or both?
Probably both, I think.
Because I guess if you were like 31 in like 1997.
Yeah. I mean, think about when we were teens again. Yeah, probably true. Not as much of you because as Jenny said earlier today, like she has no shame.
I don't.
But I do. So
some people do.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
So like I was more aware of
That's
like
fair.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And how like my actions and like likes would affect how people would treat me. So if you think about that compared to like now, when I think the whole like be proud of whoever you are and like be who you want to be. Like, and you know, people saying that.
Yeah. I think one of the other things too, though, is like, think about where we were 20 years ago in the sense of like gay marriage wasn't legal and like transgender wasn't well known. And like people who dressed in black were made fun of more.
Yeah.
And like that type of thing. So you're right. So I think it is more of the time.
Yeah, too. Definitely. Like, I think the entire like, gay rights movement has a lot to do with it because like that obviously has a lot of who you are as a person and because more people were coming out like if somebody comes out now it's like not
whatever.
That
or even like just racial stuff like I was looking at something the other day one of my friends posted which like of course this I'm white so this is like kind of racist but I in my head like never thought when you think and maybe you'd feel this way too but I don't know. Like, when I think of interracial marriage, like, because all that stuff's coming out now, it's been, like, I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
I hope more than...
70? No. It was in the 60s.
I hope a lot.
50s. I just watched... Everyone watched Loving.
I haven't watched
it yet. That's, like, a
separate... But, like, so when I typically think black-white.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my friend had posted something who is Chinese and was, like, I'm in an interracial marriage. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, oh, yeah, because you're Chinese and your husband is white. And, like, it had never dawned on me, like, that also was part of that like
sure,
same
yeah.
thing and it was like wow that's crazy like of course it was but like we just take it for granted because we have you know
right
access to these things anyways the point is that nowadays you know it's less offensive quote unquote to like have guilty pleasures
right.
I think
yeah definitely so we're gonna talk about a couple of ours today
great
one that we share but I feel like I have a bigger love for it just mentioned it our boy bands
yes
I have
generally you do
yes I have loved the Backstreet Boys since I was 9 years old blah blah blah
yeah
have not missed a concert tour whatever I love them I feel like I know them
yeah
you've we're best friends I've met them twice as a whole and like whatever it doesn't matter I've been on two cruises
not a boat together
but there was like a long time where I was like I'm not telling anybody I'm a Backstreet Boys fan even though like on the outside like popular culture and like TRL like you'd see all those girls there but like I don't know maybe it was just where I was living because like not a lot of my friends were like into that
well another thing is like I think my friend Katie talks about this on her blog sometimes about like the and like just in it's general media like right especially as women like we have people have this idea of like women who love Backstreet Boys and like pop culture or whatever the things are like can't also like be really smart because like obviously you're stupid if you or like
right
if you wear makeup a lot and you obviously are dumb
yeah
like those types of things so I feel like
or like I feel like especially pop music, which is like my jam. Like if I am a big Britney Spears fan, which I am,
right?
Like then I am automatically like a ditzy, because you kind of like
you're
correlate
ditzy,
it
you're
to,
stupid. And also, and like also, you, like you obviously have a bad taste in music, then,
right? Oh, I definitely like have a bad taste,
right? Like you can't appreciate, quote unquote, air quotes, good music, because you like Britney,
yeah,
which is like such bullshit,
yeah.
It's like we can, I can love
Hanson.
I can love Hanson, and I can enjoy reading, you know, romance novels, but also read like Americana and fucking debate you about climate change.
Right.
Like those are not.
Why do we have to be so one dimensional?
Right, so stupid.
I was going to say Hanson. And even like now as like a 31 year old, like I love a good One Direction album.
Hell yeah.
They're great.
My head bops. I love those Jonas's.
My head bops.
I'm just saying, like, I like to have fun when I listen to music.
Yeah. Not a guilty
Ain't
pleasure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a hard time. This is, again, another tangent. I have a hard time finding songs that are not about degrading women.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, if they don't, I'm into it.
And it's great.
And even sometimes, like, that Bacon Jam, I am into that song.
Everyone go listen to
Which
Last
Jonas
Year Was Complicated. It's Nick.
Nick Jonas.
Nick
that
Jonas,
is a great album.
Bacon. Throw some bacon on it.
Throw some bacon on it. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
be who you are. And also, like, I will also talk to you about, like, the Senate and the House. And
And also, so not just music, but, like, TV programs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this has always been a guilty pleasure that people have talked about since the first year it was on. The entire Bachelor franchise. Mm-hmm. Everyone has always called that a guilty pleasure. But I think there is a psychological way to look at how these people act towards each other that is so fascinating to me, but also very entertaining just because they're characters on TV.
Yeah, like, it's like a cross between like a psychological experiment and like also like the voyeurism of like, ooh. Like,
yeah, I think it's fascinating. And I never really got why it was such a guilty pleasure.
I don't get it.
Because it's, I don't know, if you have some insight on this, please let me know.
I mean, I just think that people have to, like, again, it's multidimensional, right? Like, you can appreciate good TV for, like, the writing or the cinematography or, like, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's about how it makes you feel.
Right.
So, like, if I want to go see Bad Boys 3 in theaters next year when it comes out, like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And, like,
do you have two sources for that?
IMDb,
I still feel like it's not. I don't
know. It's real.
I feel like they haven't filmed it yet.
They're filming right now. I'll tell you. Hold on. I'm looking at it.
Are you texting Will?
Yeah, I texted Will, and
what did he say?
I don't know I don't know enough about, like,
all I'm saying,
media sources for pop culture. Is Cinema Blend a real website?
It is. Like a Hollywood Reporter or Variety?
Cinnamon Blend. Cinema Blend.
Cinnamon Blend is
and Screen Rant.
Both of those are TV websites.
Yeah, so they're both reporting it. Those are two sources.
What, did they say that it was, they're filming this summer? Are you just reading the headlines, Jenny?
I'm clicking it. Hold on. Michael Bay's not doing it, though. I know that.
Less explosions, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw Bad Boys.
Bad Boys for Life will continue the long-stalled series on November 9th, 2018. So they might be filming now.
Okay. Well.
Anyways, it's happening. And the point is, I'm going to see it in theaters. And I don't want anyone to make me feel bad about it. Because you know what? I also like some other bullshit good movies. And also, there are good movies that I don't like. And isn't that what entertainment is about? Like, just because, you know, There Will Be Blood was a critically acclaimed movie doesn't mean that I have to like it.
Guys, side note, I don't like violence in movies or television. I don't like it in my entertainment. And so long story short, I started watching There Will Be Blood. Within the first 5 minutes, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, two people get killed.
Yeah,
a deer is shot. And
I forgot about the deer.
I'm like... Have we gotten to the opening
Nothing's
credits
happened.
Yet? Like, I don't even know this guy's name. Nobody, there's been no dialogue.
Yeah.
It's just been like
murder,
murder,
just murder.
Like, that is not how
I mean,
like
that's the point of the movie. But yeah, but exactly. Like, and like, for example, I don't like reality television because mostly because of commercials. Like, I just can't. I get so I'm like, well, I can't. And I don't like to like, but like, if you like it, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. Like,
who cares?
I'm not gonna judge people for liking that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Another one that I wanted to talk about just because of who I am is food, quickly.
Mm. Guilty pleasure foods?
Yeah.
Oh, like a funnel cake? Sorry.
Spoiler. Yeah. Really? I mean, like a Dorito.
Like a Dorito.
These are the things I wrote down. Doritos, Oreos, diet soda, and birch beer. When I was in Connecticut last weekend, mm-hmm. I had birch beer like 4 times, which is basically just high fructose corn syrup and flavor.
I was about to ask. So
birch. It's like root beer.
Okay.
But birch flavored. And it's like pretty much.
Birch flavor?
It's like a birch.
Oh, okay. That cleared it up.
I don't really know how to describe it. It's different than root beer.
What does it taste like?
I mean, again, it's from birch bark. So, like, it's from a tree.
Oh, it's a tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I wonder, have you ever seen it out here?
Yeah, we can get it.
Oh, okay.
At, like, a specialty soda shop. We'll get some. I
will not drink it.
You can just have one sip. Because you know what root beer tastes like, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And it was, like, one of those things that, like, I definitely should not be eating those firework Oreos, though. Mm,
you know, good. Okay, have it. You guys had the firework Oreos? I don't know if they're limited edition. Maybe.
I think they are.
But they're regular Oreos, but they have tiny, tiny, tiny Pop Rocks in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because I don't usually like Pop Rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't as offensive as normal Pop Rocks.
Yeah, they were definitely.
But still, I was like, I would just like a regular Oreo, please.
Yeah, I feel you. But again, like. Listen, I know that I should not be eating Doritos and I should not be drinking diet soda, but you know what? It is
just
delicious.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it all the time. Oh, I'm shaking this. I'm not going to do it all the time because, you know,
yeah.
But like sometimes you
know
just
your limit. You just need it.
That's it.
Yeah. Everything in moderation, folks.
Everything in moderation. Even though I care about a lot of things and like try to eat a lot of vegetables, although you wouldn't know it from my diet today, sometimes you need to eat 12 munchkins.
I mean, yeah. Pretty much. Was this a box of 24? If we split it
25,
between
25, so.
Listen.
It's low.
It's low. Listen, I'm going to eat one right now.
Yeah. Guilty pleasures, bitches. Go eat some vegetables, though.
Excuse me. I'm just going to eat a cinnamon sugar one.
Oh, they're so good.
What's your favorite munchkin?
Chocolate.
Is this weird in your ears, guys?
Munchkin sound of munchkins. I mean, I like chocolate the best because I like chocolate the best of everything.
Mm. I like their blueberry cake munchkin.
Oh, I got some of those.
Yeah.
They're in there.
They're great. And I also like what's the chocolate with is it butternut on top?
Yeah. Which, like, what does that even mean? There's no nut involved. It's, like, just crispy.
Sorry, I keep doing it into the mic.
It's just, like, fake sugar. I mean, it's delicious. Little crunchies.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
mm-hmm.
no nut. I mean, maybe they are nuts rolled in sugar.
Brazil nut. Not actually a nut.
Peanut, not a nut.
Name the other nuts. Non-nuts. Oh. Non-nuts.
The other legumes.
Name the other non-nuts. Are you looking up non-nuts?
No. I was looking up what the butternut stuff is. What did I call it? Is that what it's called?
I think so. Butternut squash? Remember that time Ross said squatternut bosh?
No, but that sounds great.
Here's another fun fact. Jenny has never seen.
I know. Maybe I'll watch Friends while I'm on maternity leave.
I think I put it on your. Guys, if you have any suggestions of what shows Jenny should watch while she's on maternity leave, let us know. I already have an Excel spreadsheet on it.
Yes.
I haven't filled it out like in completion, but feel free. That's our jam.
Yeah.
Anyways. So didn't you say you were going to do another guilty pleasure?
Oh, yes. My guilty pleasure for TV is Law & Order SVU.
Which I don't even think, because that's like a legit program.
It is, but it's also like in season 17, which like, but you know what? I like it. And I understand that like it is ridiculous and formulaic. And at 40, you know, 40 past the hour, if you watch it on television, like there's going to be some ridiculous twist. And like, I get it. And they talk, but like, I love it. I don't care. I'm in it for the partner love. I'm in it for like, I also think it like brings a lot of awareness to like the way that women are treated who are victimized.
And see, but that's why I think it's not a guilty pleasure because there's like a societal like effect that the show has.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like I feel like my entire life is a guilty pleasure. Yeah. Like my brand is built on guilty pleasure.
Tracy Dormel, guilty pleasures. Are we at? Time flies when you're talking about guilty pleasures. Okay, so because it's July, we wanted to talk about summer. and specifically summer travel, because obviously this is like the most traveled week of the year, I think. Well, at least in the US.
Sure.
So Tracy, I have some countries that I want to talk to you about traveling.
Okay.
And then you're going to tell me some activities, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, for our segment. We never really intro'd the segment.
I said hate it or love
did
it.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So is it time for hate it or love it?
No.
This is hate it or love it. So, yeah.
Okay, you I'm ready? Ready. I'm ready. We're ready. Ready. So these are places. Sorry. These are places.
These are countries that you would potentially love or hate to travel specifically in the summer.
Specifically in the summer. Yeah. Let's do it to
but
it.
But they're not. Whatever. You'll see.
If I win, do I get to go to one of these places?
Yes.
Okay. Are you paying for all of it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Everyone heard that. That's legally binding.
Yeah, legally binding. Away we go. What? So sorry. And Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Czech Republic.
Hate it.
I like that you always hate to say hate. It's okay. You could just say like love it or like
dislike it.
Like pass. Hate. Belize.
I'm gonna say hate it.
South Africa.
Love it.
Paraguay.
You know, don't know too much about it, but I'm gonna say love it.
Great. I don't know about the elevation of Paraguay and whether or not it's because like it's
oh in terms of weather
yeah yeah like I don't know if
it's, I don't know the elevation of Paraguay.
I just mean I don't know if it gets hot.
Just a few notes about some of my answers. As far as Belize goes, Jenny and Jeff went there for their honeymoon. Needless to say, not the best time.
I mean, I just feel like we did it wrong,
but I feel that way about Prague because I've been to Prague and I feel that we did it wrong too.
Yeah, I never went to Prague. So I can't speak to it, but yeah, Belize was just not, it's just very, I don't ever feel the need to go on vacation somewhere again that is like jungly.
Sure.
Like, listen, I know that eventually I should like go to the Congo or like Africa, but like,
it's different.
The bugs are big.
Yeah.
I was bit by so many things. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the jungle and all it does for the globe, but like, I don't need to go there.
Sure.
Like, I would much rather go to Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Or like the I'd fucking love tundra. To go to Iceland.
Like, I would much rather be in a place that is like, the things I have to worry about are like bears than like the things I have to worry about are like worms in my water.
Just that's gross. Choice. I would like to go to Iceland for my grand prize.
Okay, great.
Can we see the northern
lights? What is it called? Lights? Rice?
Reykjavik?
Yes.
Rice land? Okay. So,
anyways.
Okay, so mine that I have for you are activities that you can do particularly in the summer, but you could also do them maybe, perhaps, in the winter times.
Okay. But
up to you.
Great.
Okay. And away we go. Learning to surf.
Love it.
Bungee jumping off high landmarks.
Hate it.
A Segway tour.
Love it.
Whitewater rafting.
Love it.
Eating street food.
Love it.
Love a good street food.
I would love to learn how to surf, but I'm afraid of sharks.
Well,
so
I don't know what to tell you.
So like if I could learn how to surf in a place that like was like low risk, but like I don't think that's like a real.
Can you do it at one of those water parks that has like the fake tidal waves? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Michael Phelps
swimming a shark?
Yeah.
I think that's interesting. He's going to lose. And if he wins, it's a joke because sharks are way faster than humans.
Yeah.
I used to love Shark Week before when it was like legit. And now I feel like it's just getting to be a spectacle. But yeah, like I'm just so afraid of sharks that I think that I would not be able to like I like have a paralyzing fear.
Sure.
So like I wouldn't even be enjoying it, you know right. What I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, although now that I have don't wear contacts, I feel like a little less afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be like oh yeah contacts and I'm also being eaten by a shark. But yeah, so that's why I was hesitant.
Okay.
Yeah, but bungee jumping, fuck that.
No, absolutely not. I would
skydive before I bungee jumped.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you, well, you've done zip lining.
Yes, I love a zip line. I don't like bungee jumping because I don't like this, like, terrible stories I've heard of, like, people, like, fucking up their backs. Because you get jerked. Like, it just doesn't seem great for your bones.
Pass on all those things.
Yeah, I feel you. I love a zip line, but I get it.
I feel like
I love a ropes course.
I hate a ropes course, but I feel like if I felt comfortable enough mm-hmm. in the space to do a zip line that wasn't like I'm gonna die, then sure. I would do it.
What if it was like a ropes course zip line, like the ones that are like obviously safe or safer?
I mean, maybe that's where I should start.
Yeah, because like we did one of those in Belize, which was actually like one of the most fun days. So we just like did this like all these like zip lines through the jungle.
Yeah, I feel like I would cry.
Fair. I respect that.
I'm just not an adventurous person.
I did a zip line over like the Great Wall of China, which probably, I mean, I lived, but was probably not that safe. Mm-hmm. Like the woman did not speak English and like there were no helmets type of thing.
Great.
But I just figured
You know, when in China.
Right.
Do as the Chinese do. I mean, they don't do that.
No. It was white people.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me because I feel like I would just like pretty much anything where I could like maybe die. But probably would just die. That's fine. But if I'm going to like get injured, that's I don't want any part of that.
I don't want either of those things.
But if I'm dead, it's like, what? Well, I'm dead now. So it doesn't matter. But like, I don't want to like bungee jump and have like my spine all come apart and then not be able to walk.
Yeah.
You know, because if you get in an accident in skydiving, you probably are going to just die. That's fine. Like your chute just doesn't open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is great. This is good talk. Okay. Well. We're back at our other tried and true segment. Jenny, that's our jam.
That's our jam.
What's your jam this week, Jenny?
My jam this week is, I don't think I've ever talked about this, and I'm surprised if I haven't, but is ThredUp. Have I talked about it?
You have not.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. So, as you guys know, I'm preggo, and when I first got pregnant, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I have to buy all these new clothes, and I don't really want to spend the money because, mm-hmm. like, obviously you can only wear them for so long. But ThredUp is this great website where, and I had heard about it before but never used it, where it's like consignment. So in theory, I could also just like go to a consignment store, but mm-hmm. why do that when you could do it online? And they have great brands, like a lot of the maternity brands. They have like the like Target and like Old Navy and mm-hmm. Motherhood and mm-hmm. all those. But they also have like J. Crew and like
sure.
Gap, blah, blah, blah. So they have maternity clothes, and then you can buy them. They're way cheaper than if you were buying them new. And then when you're done, you can sell them back to the website.
That's great.
Money. Yes. So I'm really into it. They also have kids' clothes, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Right? And they also have it's like rent just regular swag. Clothes. Yeah, exactly. But I really liked it because I have gotten a couple pieces for my wardrobe and have felt better about not contributing to the landfills of clothes in the world.
Sure.
And also, you know, spending full price for a dress.
And they're cute.
I'll wear twice. And they're so cute.
So cute.
Yeah. So that's my jam.
Mine is kind of in a similar vein in that it is an app/website. And it's ClassPass.
Mm-hmm.
ClassPass, mm-hmm. y'all. So you can do, it's like an exercise workout app. And you can take classes at studios near you. At basically a discounted price. So they have like a package that's like 3 classes a month and then another that's 5 classes a month and then there's an unlimited one. So I found this special for $19 and it's usually $60 for 5 classes and I was like, well, I'm going to do this because that's basically like $19 is the price of like
one
class. And so I took like 5 different classes and basically you can take a class at the same studio twice, but that's it. Like you can't go like all 5 times to the same studio. But I took like 5 different classes at 5 different studios and that was awesome. And so then, cool. I went out of the country for like 2.5 weeks. So I put it on hold. So usually it's $60 mm-hmm. for 5 classes. I put it on hold. And it's $15 because if you cancel it and then start it back up again, it costs like $80. So I'm cheating the system and I'm telling you guys the secret. But it's $15 for one class and you have access to their exercise videos, which are on the website/the app. And it's super easy. You just like put in your location and like you can filter it with what type of, you know, like if you like to do yoga or if like you like to do Pilates or bar or like kickboxing. It'll filter it and show you what's around. And they also have like, you can work out for an hour at Crunch Gym. You don't have to even like do a class. You can just go for gym time. Anyways,
I did this as well.
Yeah, you did.
Off of you. And it was 18 for three, I think.
It was five.
And I went to like all these different yoga studios because that's all I do. And it was like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So cheap because like yoga is like $20 a class.
Yeah. And our friend Eva, who I also told her about this, she like was thinking about maybe getting like certified in yoga, but she like didn't know which like yoga studios.
Like which type of yoga. Yeah.
She wanted to do. So that's how she like kind of tried out different places to like see what her. I need to follow up on this and see what her thoughts were. But that's like also a good, like if that's your thing and you want to try at different places. Anyways, ClassPass, guys, if you want to like get a referral, tell me.
We'll put it on the website. I'll
put it. Well, I have a special code.
Yeah, but can't you put the code on?
Oh, maybe. TBD. We'll see
what we can do. Like, can't you put the referral link on the web?
I don't know if it's a link or a code.
It should be a link.
Anyways.
We'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
That's our damn podcast@gmail.com.
Well, this segues great into our final thing here. That's our jam pod. Oh, well, what's our website, Christopher? David?
That's our jam podcast.com. Okay, cool.
And Twitter is @thatsourjam. And
email, I think, is
That's
our jam podcast at gmail.com. Sorry for all the confusion.
Yeah.
That's our jam was taken.
Hit us up. So hit us up. You can find me also on my blog, cookiesandsangria.com, @cookiesangria.
You can find me at garlicmysoul.com or @garlicmysoul on all the social media.
Also, if you want to review us on iTunes, that'd be great. Please. I still need to figure out how I can read those.
Oh, yeah. We should look into that after we're done here. Please. It helps us. So maybe Squarespace or like some like ghetto version of Square. That's racist.
Wix.com.
Less reputable version of Squarespace will reach out to us.
Also, thank you to Megan who did our illustrations. Megan-Roy.com. She has some great phone cases. She's also doing this awesome Venues in Color thing. You should check out for local LA venues.
And Steve, thank you as always for the music. We love it. It's amazing.
Thank you for the music. It's an ABBA song. Anyways, on that note, episode 5 done in the can. Oh, we're halfway through the season.
Oh, so fast.
So fast. Crazy. All right. Enjoy America.
Love you.
Bye.